Good morning to all of you. We welcome you on this first Sunday of the new year. We're glad that you're here. And in our call to worship, we're going to be in the month of January looking at the book of Zephaniah, a very short book in the Old Testament, but one that is packed with all kinds of blessings and goodness. And in chapter 1 of the book of Zephaniah, the Lord unloads on His people. And He demonstrates to them in His unloading that He is not happy. He is jealous for their worship, and they're not giving it to Him. They're worshiping the heavens. They're worshiping other gods. And He tells them in verse 4, I will also stretch out mine hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place and the name of Cherubims with the priest and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops. And them that worship and that swear by the Lord and that swear by Malcolm, and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord nor inquired for Him. We call this God's jealousy for the worship of His people. You know, when God's jealous, it's perfectly righteous. There have been times that we've all experienced jealousy. I remember some years ago while teaching in the middle school that there was a little conflict out in the hallway because another middle schooler dared to speak to a girl that was liked by another boy. And the other boy saw this boy talking to his girlfriend, and he went over and he gave him a warning. He said, don't you ever talk to her again. He said, why, I thought this was America. We can talk to anybody we want to. I said, that's my girlfriend. You can't talk to her. And he said, I'll talk to whoever I please. He said, I'm not getting married to her. We're just talking. Well, this jealousy on this part of this boy just got to the point where it came to fisticuffs. And the boy that had said he was going to continue to talk won. And, of course, we had to deal with the discipline aspect of it because we're not supposed to be fighting at school. But we did talk about the matter of jealousy. Where, you know, when you're in middle school, that's not marriageable age for most people. And I wouldn't want any of our middle schoolers getting married. We have enough middle schoolers in their 20s, you know. We don't need them down there with their teens, you know, getting married and whatever. But this matter of jealousy is good when it comes to God. And He's a jealous God. And you know what He covets more than anything else today from you? Is your worship. Now, did you come prepared this morning to worship God? You see, it's not about just showing up. It's about giving Him your all. And if you're thinking about what you're going to have for lunch, and you're thinking about what football games might be on this afternoon, and you're thinking about this, and you're thinking about that, and you've got all these things going on, you know what you're doing? Whether you realize it or not. You are telling God, Lord, you're just not as important as all these other things that I've got going. You're just one of the things. And God said, you know, I'm going to strip away from Israel, and He did, strip away all these other things so that there's nothing left but Me. And that's what happens sometimes in people's lives. God has to strip away all the other loves in order to be able to get your full focus and attention. And so I want to, in this first Sunday of the new year, encourage you and encourage myself that when we gather together in the Lord's house until He comes, not just this year, 2021, this is going to be our purpose. We're going to worship God. We don't know about 2022 yet, but we're going to, you know, we need to focus our hearts and minds upon the Lord Jesus Christ and put all the other stuff out and give Him the premium of our time, because He is worthy. He is worthy. And let's not build up what happened with the children of Israel and the people of Jerusalem and Judah, where they had all these other things that were vying for their worship. We want to give God exclusively our worship today. Do I hear an amen? Amen.